piva Bielodoski, a jedla do Sadowski, a piva Bielodoski, a jedla do Sadowski, gdyśmy opuścili prawo, słońce świeciło. A dobře jsme se měli, když jsme odpustili pivovar, dneska byla prázdná.
Ah yes, the unmistakable sounds there of Adolf Hofner, and from this period, it's Adolf Hofner and the San Antonians. From a recording session for Columbia back in 1942, featuring Walt Clypus on accordion, and that is, of course, their rendition of the Shiner song, or as they call it, the original title, Farewell to Prague. And with that, we say Vita mi vas and welcome to yet another edition of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I certainly appreciate it as we bring you another hour or so of great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And I'm doing this show old school. Been having some problems with my laptop as far as my microphone connection, so I actually have drug out my actual singing mic for our band, my Shure PG-58 here. I actually have it hooked up to a cassette deck. This is the way I used to do it when I first started doing the show. I would record all this stuff to cassette and then transfer it to the computer. So we'll see how this goes. Hopefully the sound is a little bit better. But anyway, enough of the boring technical talk. Thank you for stopping by and checking out the show. Got some great music for you this month and this week. We have got some great music for you this time. Let's kick it off. Let's get on into it. Here's Gil Bacci and his orchestra doing one called The Flying Goose, otherwise known as A Little Goose. Send this one out to my dad. It's his favorite. Mě nechtěla,
my beautiful dark eyes. I am your sweetheart now. For we belong together under the moon and stars.
Together under the moon.
there my boys are, Joe Pottag and his orchestra, doing the Beautiful Dream Waltz. Right before that, Leroy Matoka and the Beautiful Polka. So we got the Beautiful Dream Waltz and the Beautiful Polka right before that. That one goes by another name. Off the top of my head, I cannot remember what that is called, but I know that has a different title. That might be a Beautiful Shepherd or Beautiful Shepherdess. I haven't listened to it enough to quite pin it down. Our buddies, the Praha Brothers from right up the road in Temple, doing actually a Leroy Matoka classic, one called Charms of Your Beautiful Dark Eyes. And like I said, we started off with Gil Botch and his orchestra doing the Flying Goose. And we're just going to continue on now. And this is one that we're going to be recording on our new CD, hopefully in the next month or so. And this is the full arrangement. A lot of the stuff that we try to do with our band is the full arrangements, whether they're like Vitok Elsick arrangements, things like that. A lot of the songs that you hear that bands play, especially a lot of stuff like the Franischek Kamok marches, like Muziki Muziki or Colleen Colleen, things like that. A lot of bands will only play what's called the trio, which is the end section where the vocals are, where the lyrics are, but they ignore all the other stuff. So this is a really old recording. This is Bachova, of course, the Baches, the Bachova Česká Kapela, doing the full arrangement of Červený Bílý, the Red and White Waltz, which this is like one of the only recordings I've ever heard of this full arrangement. In fact, I was looking on the internet, and the only other references I could even find were on eBay, and they were actually like some player piano rolls from the early 1900s that were done to this song. But like I said, this is the complete version that we're going to be recording, this exact same arrangement. So here is the Baches and the complete version of the Red and White Waltz. Thank you.
party, the blues are on the rise. There's Rosie and Ronnie, Mary Lou and Johnny. The whole gang is here now, we'll really have some fun. Down to Alabama, it's spreading just like jam. Everybody loves it, oh brother, how it hits them. Everywhere you go, from Maine to Idaho, they're dancing the good old rock and rhythm.
A little double shot there from Bernie Roberts and his band in the same song. I kind of thought that was neat. Years ago, I got a copy of the version you just heard, the final one, the Rock and Rhythm Polka, from the late Jean Galour, who was disc jockey for many years up at KMIL in Cameron. Used to play that, and I love that song. I never heard it before. I thought it was a really catchy tune. I love that arrangement. It's almost kind of a jazz rock and roll kind of feel to it. And then a few weeks ago, like I mentioned, over New Year's, when I dug out some old LPs, one of the LPs I had was called The Bernie Roberts Story, As Seen on TV. 20 songs, and on there was the first version of the Rock and Rhythm Polka with the vocals. And I thought, wow, that's complete. I'd expected it to be the other one that I was familiar with. And this was a totally different version. So I thought, what the hell? I'll play them back to back and let you compare, see which one you like better. Of course, I am partial to the second version there. Both of those by Bernie Roberts. And like I said before that, the Botches and the Red and White Waltz. And with that, first half hour is almost up. So we're going to take a break. But right before that, one more tune. Here's Johnny Menchik and his band from 1978 LP. It's one called Let 'em Galanechko, Looking for My Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Grebnick and the Boys, kicking off the second half hour of Czech Classics. Then and now, here on 24/7 Polka Heaven with their version of the Sad Mill Waltz. And we're just going to let the music roll on now. And I have a request out there. If anyone knows the name, recognizes this polka, let me know. This is the Retschke Orchestra from Central Texas. And they did a lot of recordings on the old Sarge label out of Luling. And I got a cassette from a gentleman named Glenn Lucina. I've mentioned Glenn before. I played some of his family band music that he had sent me to record. But he also sent me a bunch of other stuff. And one of the cassettes was a bunch of recordings of the Retschke Orchestra. And this one had no title. And I have never been able to find out what the name of this song is. It's a very weird sounding polka. Almost sounds to me, almost for some reason it reminds me of like something you hear on a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something like that. I don't know why. It just has kind of a weird melody to it. But if anybody out there at all recognizes the name of this tune, let me know, because I don't know what it is, but I thought I would play it for you. So here's the Retschke Orchestra, what I'm just going to call the Unknown Polka.
Thank you. it and see.
German music there, courtesy of a band I know nothing about, the Knutsch Band. And this is one called Der Itzig Kommt Geritzen Polka. And this is from a compilation called Texas Bohemia. Came out in the late 1990s. And I mentioned this guy before, Thomas Meinecke, who traveled all across the state. He was actually doing some recording with a band called FSK, who you will hear in a few weeks, doing their version of the Shiner song. They're a German band. And at the same time, he was very interested in Texas polka music. They did an interview with Adolf Hoffner while they were here. And he went around and collected recordings from different bands and also did his own recording while he was here. And that's from a band called the Knutsch Band that I don't even know, you know, where it was recorded. Like I said, I don't know anything about that band. I'm assuming they're probably from around New Braunfels area, but I'm not positive. You know, being a German band, there's no telling where they're from. So if anybody knows anything about those guys, let me know as well. Before that, Ray Krennic and his orchestra from another great compilation, the classic Arhuli Czech Bohemian Band CD that came out in the early 1990s. That is a classic. Of course, their version of Musicians Come Out and Play. And in between there we had Steve Okoinski, the godfather of Polish music here in Texas, the great Texas Polish fiddler, doing the Bremen Polish Wedding Dance. Then before that we had Ray Krennic, and then, like I said, we started off with the Rechka Orchestra and what I'm calling an unknown polka, and I'm just yapping, so I'm going to shut up and play some more music. Here are the Moonriders, also from the same Texas Bohemia compilation, and one called Memories Waltz. Thank you. Nebraska music there, courtesy of the Omaha Czech Brass Band, one of my favorites, the Foundling Waltz. Right before that, Jody Mikula and his orchestra out of Ennis doing the Golden Slippers. And like I said, we started off with the Moon Riders and the Memories Waltz. And with that, my time is definitely up. I got to get on out of here. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you enjoyed the show. Going to have another good one for you in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, we're going to get on out of here with the Reedy Kurtz Orchestra, one called the Blue Eyed Dolly. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, stop by the website, checkpolka.com. If you missed any of the past podcasts, you can always download them there for free. And we'll see you back in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.